Hi, and welcome back to the World Class Podcast on RadioOrNot.com. I'm Nicole Sandler, and I know it's been a while since I've put out one of these, but I thought it was time for a number of reasons. The last time we met, it was a Katrina relief podcast, and I played a lot of music having to do with the Gulf Coast and gave out lots of information on how you can help the people who were affected by Hurricane Katrina. Well, today I'm coming to you from South Florida, where I live these days. And unfortunately, almost 2 weeks ago, we were hit by Wilma. So I suppose I could say we're coming to you from bedrock, because that's sort of what it feels like here. South Florida has been thoroughly trashed by Wilma. Unfortunately, most of the country doesn't know that, because we've gotten very little press coverage. I guess, fortunately, we didn't have the loss of life. People weren't drowning in their attics. We didn't lose a whole city. And so, looking at it that way, I guess it wasn't as bad as Katrina. However, we sustained so much damage down here. It is still, like I said, almost 2 weeks later, really, really bad. My daughter goes back to school Monday. But the roads are a mess, traffic lights are still out, people still don't have power. So keep South Florida in your thoughts, okay? And all the information, all those relief agencies and everything, all the information is still up on the website at radioornot.com. And I urge you to help out where you can. But today, I'm going to be a businesswoman because my business, like so many of them down here in South Florida, was also adversely affected by Wilma. So today I'm gonna once again ask for your business, all right? So I'll run commercials for my own various ventures during today's podcast. I'll start by asking you to check out legacygroupunlimited.com. With the holidays approaching, I know you're looking for gifts for your friends and families. We have a lot of products we offer made from your photographs, personalized products from videos to photo handbags to photo books and puzzles and cups, you name it. Again, it's legacygroupunlimited.com. More about that later, but now it's time to get back to the music. So I thought we'd change gears a bit today, and instead of featuring one interview and a performance from one artist, we'd go back and just pull out some of the best songs, some obscure, some well-known, from artists that I had the pleasure of meeting and interviewing at the KSCA Music Hall. So a bunch of different songs that somehow relate. We'll start with one from Graham Parker, a song that he wrote and sort of gave away because I guess it's best known as done by Dave Edmonds. But yes, it was written by Graham Parker, actually in the middle of the night one night when he was, according to him, a little bit out of his mind, driving way too fast in a country road in England, and he saw another car coming and he hit it. And he was in sort of a cocky place, and he said, well, I'm a famous pop star and I've got lots of money. And so he talked the other driver into just letting him pay for the damages. And he went home and he wrote Crawling from the Wreckage, and he performed it for us in the KSCA Music Hall, and I've got it for you now on Radio or Not.
Really early from the factory, driving like a nut in the rain. I don't think I was acting so hysterically, but I didn't see a thing until it came. Met the dumps of verbos in the takeaway, beating up the shiny at the counter. I put a few inside me at the end of the day. I took out my revenge on the revolution counter. Crawling from the wreckage. You think by now at least I have my brain will get the message. Crawling from the wreckage. Crawling from the wreckage. And into a brand new car. In walks Bud with his exploding nose. He'd been giving it maximum today. He shouted, how the devil you in trouble, I suppose. But all you ever do is run away. Gunned up the motor into hyperdrive. I didn't want to take any of that. But don't get bright ideas about suicide, cause all I ever hear is zoom, bang, 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 splat. Crawling from the wreckage. Crawling from the wreckage. Bits of me are scattered in the trees and on the hedges. Crawling from the wreckage. Crawling from the wreckage. And into a brand new car. to happen that ain't happened before. I see it all through flashes of depression. Drop my drink and hit some people running for the door. I gotta make some kind of impression. Cause when I'm disconnected from the driving wheel, I only have the man that I should be. Mental hitting, mental is all I feel. And everything's as good as it possibly could be. Crawling from the wreckage, crawling from the wreckage. You think by now at least I have my brain will get the message. Crawling from the wreckage, crawling from the wreckage. And into a brand new car. Well, well, well. Crawling from the wreckage, crawling from the wreckage. Crawling from the wreckage, crawling from the wreckage. Crawling from the wreckage, crawling from the wreckage.
I don't know how to end it. Something like that. Okay.
Yeah, Grandpa.
The Jayhawks with Blue, recorded live in the KSCA Music Hall and heard today on Radio or Not. The song Blue was originally found on the Jayhawks' wonderful album, Tomorrow the Green Grass. Boy, that's one of those bands that just never got the recognition they deserved. You know, they've put out so many great albums and they've gone through quite a few changes as well over the years. And just never quite got there. Hopefully they'll keep plugging along because they've made some great music. Well, that song, Blue, was re-recorded a few years back by a band called The Thorns. Now, The Thorns was sort of an assembled supergroup, sort of. It was Sean Mullins, Pete Droege, and Matthew Sweet, all of whom appeared at one point or another in the KSCA Music Hall. Here's Matthew Sweet doing a song that's sort of appropriate for today, since we're playing all songs recorded between 1994 and 97, the years that KSCA was on the air. It's Matthew Sweet with Time Capsule on Radio or Not.
Gasoline. Where have they gone now? There's nothing but flowers. This was a factory. Now there are mountains and rivers. You got it, you got it. We caught a rattlesnake. Now we got something for dinner. You got it, you got it. This was a shopping mall. Now it's all covered with flowers. You got it, you got it. If this is paradise, I wish I had a lawnmower. You got it, you got it. Years ago, I was an angry young man. I'd pretend I was a billboard standing tall by the side of the road. I fell in love with a beautiful highway. This used to be real estate, now it's only fields and trees. Where is the town now? There's nothing but flowers. Once there were parking lots, now it's a peaceful oasis. You got it. This was a Pizza Hut, now it's all covered with daisies. You got it. I miss the honky-tonks, Dairy Queens, and 7-Elevens. You got it. And as things fell apart, nobody paid much attention. You got it. I dream of cherry pies, candy bars, and chocolate chip cookies. You got it. We used to microwave, now we just eat nuts and berries. You got it. This was a discount store, now it's turned into a cornfield. You got it. Don't leave me standing here, I can't get used to this lifestyle.
It's David Byrne and the Talking Heads classic, Nothing But Flowers, here on Radio or Not. A song recorded in the KSCA Music Hall, and here's a bit of trivia for you former KSCA listeners. David Byrne was our very first Music Hall guest and Music Hall performer. We signed on the air in July. It was the 4th of July weekend of 1994. So that's right around when that was recorded. And I remember David Byrne said, oh, he would be happy to do that song, but couldn't remember the lyrics. So we had to pull out the CD and the lyric sheet and photocopy it, and we kept having to enlarge it bigger and bigger so he could read it while he was performing. David Byrne on Radio or Not. And it was Matthew Sweet with Time Capsule. I'm Nicole Sandler, your host on the World Class Podcast at RadioOrNot.com. And as I said, today's podcast is sponsored by me. I've got a few different companies going, trying to make a living these days, not doing regular over-the-air commercial radio anymore. It's tough to eke out a living in the real world. So I started a video production company called Legacy Video Productions, where I take your old photos and home movies and slides and memorabilia, and I transform them into wonderful DVDs that you can share with your family. They're a bit costly because everything is custom done, so I've recently joined forces with a company called Photomax that brings it all to the masses. So there's something that everyone can afford, and if you want to do a beautiful DVD for your family, you can do it much more economically through my Photomax site than you can through Legacy Video Productions. So one way or another, I can help you out. And if you go to radioornot.com, click on any of the links there, from Legacy Video Productions to legacygroup.myphotomaxusa.com to legacyphotobags.com to virtualradioservices.com. If you have a company and you'd like me to produce some audio for you or a podcast for you, we do all that as well. So please check out the website, legacygroupunlimited.com. All right, let's get back to the music. I was so proud of my time at KSCA because we found and broke new artists. One of the artists that we played early on, who's since gone on to much bigger things, is Ben Harper. This is Ground On Down, Ben Harper, on Radio or Not. Thank you.
goodness gracious, is there nothing left to say? Well, the ones that get to keep looking are the ones that look away. It's pabulum for the sleepers in the cult of brighter days. The cult of brighter days. Goodness gracious, at the mercy of the crooks, we're broken stroking vegetables, and there's way too many cooks in every pot of pink slip, in every mouth a hook, in every mouth a hook. Goodness gracious, I'm not listening anymore. The spooks are in the White House and they've justified a war. So wake me when they notify, we're gonna fight some more. We're gonna fight some more. Goodness gracious, not many people care. Concern is getting scarcer to compassion really rare. I can see it on our faces, I can feel it in the air. My generation's lost. They burned down all our bridges before we had a chance to cross. Is it the winter of our discontents or just an early frost? Just an early frost. Goodness gracious, of apathy I sing. The baby boomers had it all and wasted everything. Recess is almost over and they won't get off the swing. Won't get off the swing. Goodness gracious, we came in at the end. No sex that isn't dangerous, no money left to spend. We're the cleanup crew for parties, we were too young to attend. Goodness gracious me.
His name is Kevin Gilbert. Goodness gracious. A song originally found on his album Thud and recorded live in the KSCA Music Hall. Kevin Gilbert died a few years back. Another one of those artists who should have been much better known than he was. Actually, he's better known than you think, and I bet you know his work. Because Kevin Gilbert was one of the members of the Tuesday Night Music Club. If that sounds familiar, it's because it was the name of Sheryl Crow's debut album. Kevin Gilbert was in a band called Toy Matinee in Los Angeles back in the early 90s. And his girlfriend was Sheryl Crow, and she sang backup with him. And during that time, the time that they were together, Kevin was part of this Tuesday Music Club. He and a bunch of his musician friends, David Bearwald, Bill Bottrell, David Ricketts, a bunch of LA-based musicians would get together every Tuesday night and jam and play music and record. While they were jamming together, Sheryl had a contract with A&M, and so they decided to start working on her album. And the rest, as they say, is history. Toy Matinee was no longer. Kevin went on and did a band called Third Matinee, and then he recorded a couple of solo albums. And Thud is where Goodness Gracious was found. I'm Nicole Sandler. You found Radio or Not, the world-class podcast. Thanks for joining me. If you like what you hear, well, send me a note, nicole@radioornot.com. And please be sure to tell your friends, spread the word about the world-class podcast. All right? And visit our sponsor, too, legacygroupunlimited.com. Well, as I said at the beginning of the podcast, I'm here in South Florida, and it is a mess down here. You drive around and it looks like a war zone. There are downed trees and power lines and street lights everywhere. A lot of people still don't have power. It really is a mess. So keep South Florida in your hearts and in your minds and help if you can. All right. A couple of songs I'm going to end tonight's podcast with are songs that went through my mind after the storm. This is Lyle Lovett, also recorded in the music hall at KSEA. If I had a boat. yeah, it's Radio or Not.
If I had a boat, I'd go out on the ocean. And if I had a pony, I'd ride him on my boat. And we could all together go out on the ocean. I set me up on my pony, on my boat. And if I were Roy Rogers, I'd sure enough be single. I couldn't bring myself to marry an old dame. Let just be me and Trigger. We'd go riding through the movies. Then we'd buy a boat and on the sea we'd sail. If I had a boat, I'd go out on the ocean. And if I had a pony, I'd ride him on my boat. And we could all together go out on the ocean. I set me up on my pony, on my boat. Well, now the mystery masked man was smart. He got himself a Tonto. Tonto did the dirty work for free. But Tonto, he was smarter, and one day said Kemosabe, kiss my ass, I bought a boat, I'm going out to sea. And if I had a boat, I'd go out on the ocean. And if I had a pony, I'd ride him on my boat. And we could all together go out on the ocean. I set me up on my pony, on my pony. And if I were like lightning, I wouldn't need no sneakers. Well, I'd come and go whenever I would please. And I'd scare him by the shade tree, and I'd scare him by the light pole. But I would not scare my pony on my boat out on the sea. And if I had a boat, I'd go out on the ocean. And if I had a pony, I'd ride him on my boat. And we could all together go out on the ocean. I set me up on my pony, on my boat. I set me up on my pony, on my boat.
Yet another one of those bands who fits in the category of they should be so much bigger than they are. Dada is the name of the band. Disneyland, their one quasi-hit. Again, the band is so talented. Three guys who make a lot of sound for three guys. An amazing guitarist, Michael Gurley. Unbelievable if you've ever seen this guy play or heard him live. Joey Calillo is the bass player and Phil Levitt is the drummer. Awesome. LA-based band Dada, who's still out there, still plugging away. So if you ever have the chance to check them out, do, because you're in for a treat. Disneyland. Yeah, that's we could all use a trip to Disneyland right now. And it was Lyle Lovett. If I had a boat, I'd sail down the street and probably out of Florida right about now. Lyle Lovett also, recorded live in the KSCA Music Hall. That's what we did tonight on the World Class Podcast here at Radio or Not. Played a bunch of songs recorded in the Music Hall, as I always look back fondly on those years from 1994 to 97. An awesome little radio station that was owned by Gene Autry sat in a nondescript building on Forest Lawn Drive in Baja Burbank, as we called it. It was actually Los Angeles. And we just did some radio magic there. And a lot of artists played some wonderful music there. So it lives on in the Radio or Not podcast. I'm Nicole Sandler. As always, thank you for joining me. It's very therapeutic for me to do this. So I'll be back again in the not too distant future. All right. In the meantime, please do visit LegacyGroupUnlimited.com. Click on the various links from there. There are all my different businesses. I could use your business and help you with your holiday shopping this year. All right. Again, send an email to Nicole@RadioOrNot.com if you so choose. And please let your friends know about the World Class Podcast on Radio or Not.